10. Luther suggested dinner at Angelo's, their favorite Italian place. It was on the ground floor of an old building downtown, far away from the hordes at the malls and shopping centers, 5 blocks from the parade route. It was a good night to be away from Hemlock. They ordered salad with light dressing and pasta with tomato sauce. No meat, no wine, no bread. Nora had tanned for the 7th time, Luther for the 10th, and as they sipped their sparkling water, they admired their weathered looks and chuckled at all the pale faces around them. One of Luther's grandmothers had been half Italian, and his Mediterranean genes were proving quite conducive to tanning. He was several shades darker than Nora, and his friends were noticing. He couldn't have cared less. By now, everybody knew they were headed for the islands. "It's starting now," Nora said, looking at her watch. Luther looked at his, 7 p.m. The Christmas parade was launched every year from Veterans Park in Midtown. With floats and fire trucks and marching bands, it never changed. Santa always brought up the rear in a sleigh built by the Rotarians and escorted by 8 fat Shriners on minibikes. The parade looped through the west side and came close to Hemlock. Every year for the past 18, the Cranks and their neighbors had camped along the parade route and made an event out of it. It was a festive evening, one Luther and Nora wished to avoid this year. Hemlock would be wild with kids and carolers and who knew what else. Probably bicycle gangs chanting Free Frosty and little terrorists planting signs on their front lawn. "How was the firm's Christmas dinner?" Nora asked. "Sounded like the usual. Same room, same waiter, same tenderloin, same souffle. Slater said Stanley got drunk as a skunk during cocktails." "I've never seen him sober during cocktails." "He made the same speech. Great effort. Billings up. We'll knock him dead next year. Wiley and Becca's family. Thanks to all. That sort of stuff. I'm glad we missed it." "Anybody else skip it?" "Slater said Maupin from auditing was a no-show." "I wonder what Jane wore." "I'll ask Slater. I'm sure he took notes." Their salads arrived and they gawked at the baby spinach like famine refugees. But they slowly and properly applied the dressing, a little salt and pepper, then began eating as if they were completely disinterested in food. The island princess served nonstop food. Luther planned to eat until he popped. At a table not far away, a pretty young lady with dark hair was eating with her date. Nora saw her and laid down her fork. "Do you think she's okay, Luther?" Luther glanced around the room and said, "Who?" "Blair." He finished chewing and pondered the question that she now asked only 3 times a day. "She's fine, Nora. She's having a great time."
"Is she safe?"
Another standard question, posed as if Luther should know for certain whether their daughter was safe or not at that precise moment. "The Peace Corps hasn't lost a volunteer in 30 years. Yes, trust me, they're very careful, Nora. Now eat." She pushed her greens around, took a bite, lost interest. Luther wiped his plate clean and honed in on hers. "You gonna eat that?" he asked. She swapped plates, and in a flash, Luther had cleaned the second one. The pasta arrived, and she guarded her bowl. After a few measured bites, she stopped suddenly, her fork halfway to her face. Then she laid it down again and said, "I forgot." Luther was chewing with a vengeance. "What is it?" Her face was stricken with terror. "What is it, Nora?" he repeated, swallowing hard.
"Don't those judges come around after the parade?"
Then it hit Luther, too. He retired his fork for a moment, sipped water, gazed painfully at nothing in the distance. Yes, indeed, it was true. After the parade, a committee from Parks and Rec toured the neighborhoods on a float pulled by a John Deere tractor and examined the level of Christmas spirit. They gave individual awards in various categories. Original design, festive lighting, etc., and they handed out an award to the street with the best decorations. Hemlock had won the blue ribbon twice. The year before, Hemlock had placed 2nd, primarily because, according to the gossip on the street, 2 of the 42 homes had not put up a frosty. Boxwood Lane, 3 blocks north, had come from nowhere with a dazzling row of candy canes. Candy Cane Lane, it described itself, and took away Hemlock's award. Frohmeyer circulated memos for a month. Dinner, now ruined, came to a standstill as they picked through their pasta and killed as much time as possible. 2 long cups of decaf. When Angelo's was empty, Luther paid the bill, and they drove home, slowly.